Okay, it's your intro, bro.
No, it's your intro.
Oh.
101.
What's up, guys? You're listening to the Breeze Podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. My name is Victor White, and I'm here with my bro.
John McCollin out here. What's good, families?
John, so last week we had the man, the myth, the legend. He didn't even know he was on Forbes 30 Yo, under 30, Jason.
Last Parker. Week was the 100th episode. Let's just pause and take a step back and just feel good about that.
You know what's crazy, John? Like 100, it's so easy to say. But yeah. We've been doing this for such a long time.
That's true.
It's crazy. It's actually crazy.
It's close to 2 years, which is wild.
Yeah. No, it's we're coming in on 3 years.
It can be.
Yes, we're coming in. Well, we're going to start our third year, bro.
We're going to... What? But there are only 52 weeks in the year.
Yeah, which means that after 104-ish, 108, 104...
That's 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. We're starting our third
year. Then we go into our third year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Fair. All right. What's good? Okay.
Celine, roll the intro.
Ready.
Breeze.
Sorry, Celine.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, yo, have you started school yet?
Yes.
But officially.
Yes, today was the first day. Obviously, I'm not sharing.
Today was the first day.
Yes, bro, because wow. I wanna keep it for the vlog, you know? Obviously, your boy's vlogging.
Wow. Yo, at least give us like a summary, man. Like, this. Okay. When's the vlog coming up?
Deadass on Sunday. Deadass, yes. I hands down, wholeheartedly believe that the Stockholm School of Economics has the best bachelor program in the world, even better than Harvard or Stanford or whatever. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the foundation upon like everything fun is built on the students, and they take it seriously and they do it really good. So the way that they welcome you and organize everything is just complete madness, to be honest with you, bro. Like the Students Association, their turnaround is 17 million crowns each year, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's so that's one thing. Other thing is obviously the education in itself is top notch. You were breaking up a bit, bro.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
My internet connection is unstable. Well, that's not good. No. So, obviously, I want to save some for the vlog. But what I can say is that we start 8 a.m. And they're like, it's super important that you're not earlier than 7:50 a.m., but not later than 8 a.m., okay? So, I meet up my boy Victor on the tube. We go, you know? And then, they have the red carpet, the big oak doors, you know, and all the people from the Student Association are standing there to greet
they
us.
Greet you. Like,
yes, bro, Corona vibe, you know. So I pull up my vlog camera and I'm like, oh, 2 years, blah, blah, blah. So I vlog, you know, and I like, you know, greet them. But then when you get into the school, a person just said, run! John, they're like, run. So I was like, what? So I start running, and then they're like, ah, like all students all lined up all the way into the atrium, which is the big lecture hall. So it's a solid, I have it on my GoPro, and they just go crazy. And the thing is, like, nobody knew this. So it's like, you just get hit by this wall from nowhere, 8 a.m. in the morning. So then I was like, filled with adrenaline and stuff, and then it's insane. But then and then it starts off with you get to hear the principal speak, and we also got to meet the principal. It's called principal. So before we go and meet the principal, do you know what they say?
What
they're like? So it's really strict. you have to keep eye contact when you go into the room to the principal, and you can never ever turn your back against the principal. So you have to back out the room.
Are you serious? Tradition.
You cannot.
That is like some Mariah Carey stuff right there, bro.
have you heard of this before?
I've only heard Mariah Carey say that. She says like she never wants to see anyone's back. Like all her staff have to like walk like back out. You know what I mean? That's the only time and place I've heard that. That's crazy.
You know? So this is the principal, and I'm like, you know, and so we go in there, we were a group of four guys or five guys, because what you do in the principal office is that you admit yourself. So you write your signature and the date, you know, and every student has done that since 1909. So that was like a cool thing to do. And then he was like, oh, so Victor, what did you do before you came here? Mm. So then I'm like, so I competed professionally for Barbados in free ski. It was like, wow, so you're a national hero there. I was like, well, when I took the country's first winter sports medal at the Europa Cup in Poland, I did get greetings from ministers, but it's not a big deal. And then I was like, yeah. And then like our boy Aiden, you know, in our class, who's also from the Caribbean, said he saw me on the news in Trinidad. He was like, wow. So he seemed so, you know, I'm like this. With Strandis, he's called Strandis.
Yo, did you get all of this on video or not?
No, I didn't dare to film.
I was trying to see how ballsy you were. If he
no, bro. No, bro. So I had the tiny, teeny GoPro. Obviously, I had my huge vlog cam in my backpack, but I didn't bring it out once, bro. Like, you need to feel the temperature before I freaking...
Imagine you walk into the principal's office like, yo, what's up?
I did film when I signed myself in, which was also kind of sneaky because I don't know if he saw that I was filming when I was signed. It was just like, I was just shaking. Like, it was a bit terrifying, sure, to be honest, you know?
First day in the books, B. Like, tell me, so class is like 8 to what time? Like,
No. So this first week is just madness, John. It's just, worry. Yeah. So what happened after the run-in, we got to watch a 24-minute video with the principal talking about what it means to be an SSE student and all these things about like really amazing things. And I actually wrote something down that he said, because there were multiple things that he said, but I didn't have time to catch everything. But some of, like, they have top-notch professors. And some are even part of the Nobel Committee, you know, which is crazy, you know. And then he said this quote. I don't remember what person, because he was talking about the fact that we get to spend 3 years and essentially have, you know, where our work is our study, you know, and to explore, you know, our minds intellectually. And he said that like the studying is done by us. And then he said that faculty is a French word for something that means something, but it's the actual students that do the learning. So it's all up to you. And then he towards the end, he finished with saying something that I found was really beautiful. And that was, you need to be free and alive in relation to the unknown. And this also dates back to the future with AI, all these machine learning, you know, them taking these things. So it was a cool experience. And then like these people in these like special suits and like stuff, and then a big freaking wizard pole, you know, coming in after. Bam, 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 bam. They're like, bam, bam, stand. Bam, bam, sit. Bam, bam, stand.
Are you serious?
Bro, it's insane. So, and then they introduced us to our groups because we're divided into smaller groups. And then
sections.
So we have one to 15 groups. So today, and my introduction at 8 a.m. was 13 to 15, group 13 to 15, I believe. and I'm group 15. But I, you know, I have mostly a lot on video, which will be in the vlog. And then, so when I'm about to sign in, bro, do you think I only have my Barbados license on me? I don't have my Swedish identity card, my Swedish license. So when I get to the front, you know, I have an old picture on my passport. Mm. So I was like, I'm so sorry, but like, because my mom, she picked something up for me on the post. So I was like, I'm so sorry, but, you know, I have my Barbados license. I have dual citizenship, but I also have a picture on my passport. You can see that I'm the same person. And then they were like debating a bit. And then, you know, and then I was like, I promise I'm me. Like, I'm not anyone else. They're like, okay, yeah, okay, it's fine.
Yeah,
well, they let it slide. And then we got, so then what happened? Like, we had to learn this dance, our dance, take a picture, like our group that they're going to post it. And then we got an introduction to all these student committees, you know?
Mm.
So then, you know, they have the business committee, the sports committee, the education committee, the international committee, and this is unique with this school because it's like the whole foundation is driven students, you know, working with these committees, making things happen, you know? Yeah. Oh, and then we also had a fair with these committees and I got a bunch of free stuff. You'll see it in the vlog and stuff.
Yeah, that free stuff comes in handy. All those pens and stuff.
Yeah, and they were like, so these companies, they'll have lunch lectures, dinners, you can just sign up, they'll talk about the company, and then you get a really good high-end lunch and stuff. So it's like, I mean, I'm spoiled, bro. Like, it's, you're
bro, you're living that business school life, B. Like,
it's insane. But when you started Ivy, bro, like, it wasn't as good as this.
Well, here's the thing. I did my master's at Ivy. Like, if you talk to like an HBA, which is like our bachelor's equivalent, is like the same. Like, they do all that same stuff. You know what I mean? Like the McKinsey band, the BCG. So it's like
interesting.
They do that same thing with the run-in thing.
Where they scream when you.
Yeah, like you have all the students like lined up on the site, and then like. So they do that in the bachelor's, but like the masters don't get that much love, you know what I mean?
it's more low key.
Yeah, facts.
Interesting.
But that's day one in the books, bro. Day one of 3 years. Yeah.
So then, but this is not the interesting part. The interesting part is then, because a lot of people went to lunch, but I had to go straight to a meeting with Jennifer because tomorrow is her day at Fashion Week, which started today, and the whole thing got introduced by the Crown Princess of Sweden, which is, she wears Jennifer's dresses. And so I had to go to a meeting with her. And then I had a meeting with William, my manager in Barbados. And then I had a meeting with OneSki, you know, my new ski wear clothing sponsor. I'm definitely not planning to shoot the first ever black ski movie. No, that's not
So question. Yeah. So the day's done, like the school day is done. That you guys are.
Yeah, but there's no school this first week.
I mean, like they're done, like hanging out and stuff.
No. So what will happen now is that we have a pre-party with my group somewhere, with someone, and then we have to buy tickets because we're going back to the school, and down they have a pub in the basement. And then it's done, and then tomorrow morning there's a bunch of lectures. But I will, it's on Zoom, luckily. So then I can escape, do the Fashion Week stuff, back to the lectures. And then they have the SSE Olympics in a big park. But I'll miss that because I'm going to shoot for another client for Fashion Week. And yeah.
I feel you.
It's
exciting stuff, bro.
Yeah, nice. I changed my Google Calendar, by the way, so you can see
all the events now. I got it.
I asked multiple people today if I'm actually alive or if I'm dreaming.
I feel that. Yeah. But like, I'm proud of mine still, you know, like, yo,
thanks, bro. It's big. But what about you, John? Like, what are you up to now?
Bro, on
living
my
in my shadows. I'm kidding, bro.
You wish. You wish. This guy don't start a bachelor. This guy's no hair, bro. This guy. Yo, this guy. So my ad, I just been setting up the place, the new spot.
Nice.
Been working with my team out in LA, trying to finish up this product that we're about to launch pretty soon. So you hear about that.
Interesting.
On the low, you'll see it.
Yeah.
But it has AI. It's an AI project I'm working on.
Yeah.
And that should be pretty cool. That basically took my whole time out. So every day we've been meeting, just designing the front end and the back end, doing the back end. I've been doing most of the back end programming, and then meeting with the team, doing some front end design, that type of stuff. And every day just been waking up doing that. We got like a 4 week, trying to launch in 4 weeks. So this is like week two and a half now. So
interesting.
That's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just been enjoying the city. You know what I mean? Like first, this is my third week here. So I'm trying to just get an understanding of what's happening. It's a beautiful city, bro. Like it's actually like gorgeous. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not much. I'm out here like having fancy dinners with McKinsey. Well, yeah, Calgary life, bro.
Essentially what we're trying to do here on the Breeze podcast is to bridge the gap, you know, between North America and Europe. And if you listen to the Breeze podcast, you'll get tons of insider information. We'll essentially make you rich. Am I right, John?
It's all value, bro. It's all value. You know what I mean?
But John, can I ask you something?
What's that?
So I knew that you worked at IBM, but I didn't know that you were an AI consultant.
Hey, you didn't know this?
No.
Oh, bro. Yeah, that's what I am. That's my title.
Okay. So what do you do then? I mean to ask it in a humble way. Like, so what do you do?
Yo, so I work with companies to develop their AI strategy, internal AI strategy. So if it's like, and also the implementation. So like IBM has a client, so this public information, like one of our clients, like the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
So one thing we would do is work with them to decide what's the best draft pick or who to pick based on the data that we already have, and like work with them to do that stuff through data, through predictive analytics, stuff like that.
Okay.
It's basically just, is a heavily data-driven role, but very qualitative in terms of, I'm doing a lot of communication, but not like the actual PhD level AI stuff, you know what I mean? So I'm like the bridge between the client and the data scientist. That's the basic job.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, interesting. Interesting job.
Once I start, like, we'll get into we'll get more into that for sure. I can break down like the process
that stuff. Yeah, definitely. Okay, wow. So John, but you're a consultant.
Yeah
So that means that can you tell me about the light, because I just got my cover letter done for BCG stuff, and you know, next week, small event, you know, I don't know what happened to you. I remember you had the interview, but I don't know, John.
Yeah, interview for all of them, bro. Interview. But to be fair, like it's way easier to get McKinsey in Europe than like
easier. No, it's harder.
Are you dumb, bro?
Are you dumb, bro?
Yeah, are you? Yeah, I know so many people that actually got into MBB in the Europe, but the offices are way smaller. That's what I'm saying. Like the offices are like, they hire like one person compared.
But I remember you saying you had the guy. We met the guy at your one of the parties at what's his name? The Google guy's moving in.
Party. Yeah, but like, that was like the business analyst, right? Like he was like, if you talk to people, they have to be at least a partner to have a shot. You know what I mean? So I did talk to him, but like I also didn't. McKinsey only hire one person, and they typically hire from like the bachelor program.
Okay.
From Ivy, so like. Okay. I was like, it was cool.
But John, something that I've been thinking about, like when you attended Ivy, the master's degree was focused on data.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you get any finance? No, sorry, I need to learn to say finance. That's what my favorite Harvard professor says.
Yeah.
Here everyone say finance, but I need to say finance. Did you get any finance, economics type of thing?
Yeah, so like my master's program is split into three, right? So it's like you have the business analytics, which is like the data analytics, data scientist stuff.
And you have which is the first course that we have. Will be some like coding. R Studio, have you heard of it?
Yeah, that's what I use. I use R Studio and Python,
Okay, interesting. So,
then you got international business, and then you got SEMS.
Okay.
So like I was in business analytics, and for all three, it doesn't matter which one you do, like the first couple weeks, you have to do you have to do finance, you have to do accounting, you have to do strategy, you have to do like the business like fundamentals.
Yeah.
So you go through that and you have the choice to go deeper. So you could do like financial analytics, which is like a lot of like financial modeling, or you could go to like more qualitative stuff, which is like global supply chain or global, a lot of global stuff in national business for sure. But to answer your question, we all had to do like fundamental finance, fundamental accounting, fundamental.
That's cool. That's cool.
Strategy stuff like that.
That's super cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I could sit here and talk for days, but we said that we're going to keep this episode on the
facts, bro. You got stuff to do. We got
much to do. But I want to know, how long have we been running for? Can you see that somewhere?
Like 20 minutes, I think.
Okay. Because, guys, sorry for, and girls, sorry for these, like, you know, inconsistencies. But
here's the thing, like, Victor's at school, I'm out here, we're doing our stuff. Yeah. Like, we're trying to balance it with daily life.
Yes.
So.
And also, I think we're going to start releasing the episodes on Mondays so we can record on Sundays. And the thought behind that is to keep up the consistency, but also we can be able to then look at what has happened during the week and bring up the quality stuff. And then we can advise you on what to keep an eye out for on the Monday.
We know what's going to happen for the week. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So
also, it's very convenient for us too.
Yeah, it's very convenient for us too. But when I think about it, John, it's really smart to release on a Monday, because then people can, you know, people like to do it on their commute or whatever. Then they have the whole week to listen to it.
That's fair.
You know, if you release on a Thursday and you listen on a Monday, you kind of feel like it's a bit outdated.
That's fair.
You know?
I mean, we'll do it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Mm-hmm. But yo, let's go do our thing, bro. Like,
yes.
We got the day ahead. Well, I got the day ahead. You got the after the party. We'll link.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, thank you for tuning in. This is the Breeze Podcast, episode 101.
That sounds amazing, Shane. We're out.
Peace.